Welcome back to our NLC weekly podcast, where we are encouraged from the word of God that's preached in our services every Sunday morning. Here is this week's message.
Let's read from Hebrews 12, 28, 29. From the NIV, it's the scriptures that we've been reading all through in this series. Let's go. Therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken, let us be thankful and so worship God acceptably and reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. It's a privilege for me today to be able to be standing here to continue our series. The series is Breakthrough Fire, and this is part 3, and I'm so grateful, and it's such a pleasure for me to be standing here. I'm telling you, I'm so expectant for what God wants to do in this service. You know, when this year began, we started by believing God to break through for us like mighty waters. And you know, water is a force you cannot play around with. But now we're in a season God wants to break through for us by fire. This is the season we are. And this tells me that God really wants to break through for us. We need to desire for it to happen just as God desires to do it for us. You know, so many times we want God to come down to where we are. But I'm telling you, God wants us to come up to where He is. So we need to match our desire for breakthroughs extended with His desire. And can I tell you, church, this is our year of breakthroughs extended. I'm not saying breakthrough, breakthroughs. This is your year. Let me tell you, if you don't grasp this, you're going to miss out. This is that year that God wants to break through for you in such extensions. I'm telling you, you will be testifying for His goodness. Reach up and connect with what He wants. He won't force it to you, but we need to want it as much as He wants to do it for us. So can we match our desire with His desire to break through for us? I believe with all my heart that there is a breakthrough blessing that God is set to bless us with, and it will take His fire to do that. It will take His fire. So we need to be engrossed. We need to be overwhelmed. Pastor used these words when he started the series. We need to be devoured by this fire. We need the fire of God. We need the fire of God. Let me tell you, fire is following in NLC. I don't know if you sense it, but I'm sensing it. I'm experiencing it. Let me tell you, I'm being doused in. I'm telling you, I can tell it's happening in my own personal life. I can tell it's happening in my marriage with my children. I can tell when I get home after Sundays, I can tell the fire of God is over my life. I can tell it. I can sense it as I'm driving. I can sense the fire of God. I'm telling you, I get to church and I can begin to feel this fire is in this place. Fire is falling in Nairobi Lighthouse Church, and we need to let the fire do what the fire does. So we need to follow that fire. This fire is supernatural in its making. It's divine. It's not anything we have here in the natural sense. And I know we're using natural understandings and ideas to talk about the fire, but this thing is supernatural. It's like taking a loaded gun filled with blanks on one end and another one filled with the real thing. When you shoot the blank, it sounds like a gun. The recoil is like a gun. I'm telling you, it's like a gun, but it doesn't get anyone. It doesn't impact anyone. But when you take a real gun, buddy, it takes care of its target. That's the fire of God. The fire of God is coming to destroy the things that are standing in your way and break through for you like you've never been broken forth for ever again. So we need the supernatural outpouring of God's fire. Just like a steam train. I don't know if you guys ever took those steam trains back in the day, like 25, 26 hours. I remember my first trip to Mombasa was too long. Too long, man. We took so forever. We slept, we woke up, went through, then we slept again. We woke up, then we are in Voi. I'm like, what? I was ready to just get out. But for that train to move, they had to put so much fire in it to create steam so that it could push that train. Despite how many, you know, cargo it had to push that thing over mountains. We need the fire of God to push us up the mountains that we are facing to our destinations. We read of such a fire in 1 Kings 18, Elijah, during a drought season. And we had this last Sunday from Pastor John. Did this wonderful brother of mine preach so wonderfully? You guys need to big up my brother, Bwana. Well, you did a good job. Excellent job, man. Such a great job. And he was talking about the drought season in Isaac's life. He says, man, God told him to sow in that year and he reaped 100-fold. And this happened. This fire came down during the drought season. Elijah declared it's going to be dry, no rain. Brother was being looked for, the most wanted individual on the face of the planet. He meets with Obadiah. He tells him, go tell the king. I want to meet him. He's like, where? Munduangai? Please. Please. You know you, the wind of God will come and take you and you will disappear and I'll be left looking like a liar and I'll die. And he's like, no, tell him. I want to meet him. And he proposes a showdown between their people with their gods versus his God. And the Bible tells us, let two bulls be given to us and let them choose one bull for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood. But put no fire to it. That's what he tells them. Put no fire to it. And I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood and put no fire on it. And you call upon the name of your God. And I will call upon the name of my God. And the God who answers by fire, he is God. And all the people answered, it is well spoken. So the showdown gets there. But he instructs that no natural fire be put to it. The king of fire was having to prove who the real God was. Supernatural in nature. He said, the God who answers by fire, he is God. I want to let you know today that God answers. God answers, but he just doesn't want to answer in any other way. He wants to answer by fire. God would have instructed Elijah to call down for any other element. But Pastor Don told us that fire is the symbol of deity. This kind of fire we are crying out for today is not man-made. It is not man-made, but given by the divine doing of God. John the Baptizer declared this about Jesus. He said, the one who's coming after me, more powerful than I am, would baptize with fire. Fire is a powerful force. Oh, how we need God's fire to do what God's fire does. It will demand something from us. Fire will always cause a response. Always. I've told this story before. A few years ago, I was driving home and I get to the neighborhood gate. And my car stalls and they push it to the nearest shopping center. And as usual as a man, I opened the bonnet without knowing nothing. You know how us men pretend we open the there and then you're like, okay. Okay, see that's in place. Okay, right. And then I call my mechanic because that's the second thing we do. Where? Imezimika. What has happened? It's just off. And then we do the third thing that all of us men do. We go back and try to start it again. And I enter my car and I start it and poof, it catches on fire. Now let me tell you, at that moment I wasn't standing there. I was like, oh wow, fire. How wonderful. Let me get close to it and warm myself. Let me put some marshmallows and do some s'mores. And let's enjoy this fire. No, my head went to the movies. It's about to go down. And buddy, I am rushing because a response is needed. And I run and I go to the boot, I get my fire extinguisher. You know the ones the government told Foster's to get, those small fire extinguishers. And I come with it and I press it and it goes... And now I know I am in trouble. I call on the Holy Ghost. I quickly say, Holy Spirit, hey, you need to come through for me because, buddy, things are getting thick. Then I decide now the last thing is to call for help. And I start like a man because I'm a man. Decide the end, hey, help. Anybody out there, help. But, buddy, no one is coming. The decimals had to go up. And now it reached a point I'm like, woo! Woo! This idea, my jirani, this idea, woo! Come to my aid. You move. A response is needed when fire comes. Buddy, you will respond. And I want to tell you, when the fire of God falls, something, a response, will be demanded from us. But it is interesting, though, when Elijah was speaking about the whole showdown with the whole nation, the Bible tells us in verse 21, the people did not answer him even a word. They said nothing. But we will see shortly that after the fire came, the whole nation responded. So let fire do what fire does. Let fire do what fire does. What does fire do? From this scripture we've just read, number one, the fire of God separates. It separates. That word separate means to set apart, disconnect, divorce, detach. Let me tell you, when the fire of God falls, some detachment is going to happen. Get ready. Some detachment is going to happen. It's going to remove. It's going to savor. It's going to distinguish. How many of us want to be distinguished? We can't look like the world. We are not of this world. We need to be distinguished, and the fire of God will distinguish us. It will divide. The fire is what sets us apart. Sets us apart from the world. The fire is what helps us when we are divided in opinions. It divides it. It sets it aside. The Bible says, then Elijah approached all the people and said, how long? How long are you going to struggle with the two choices? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. Another translation says, how long will you limp between two opinions? Another one says, hesitate between two opinions. Another says, jump back and forth between two positions. The problem with the children of Israel, and it's the problem that we have today in the body of Christ, is that not only do we want to follow Baal, but we also want to follow God all at the same time. That's limping from one opinion to the other. God wants total and complete separation. Total and complete separation. That word opinion means thoughts and considerations. What are you thinking about? What are you considering that is from one camp and not the Lord's camp? Why do you walk so lamely and unevenly, being so unsteady in your opinions and practices, as doubtful which to choose, God or Baal? God or the world? The Bible tells us that he is a jealous God and he is not willing to share us. We are either hot or cold. Lukewarm, he spits out. So follow the fire. Let the fire do what the fire does. Let it separate us. Let it separate you from who you're following and who you're serving this day. Let it set us on the Lord's side. Are you on the Lord's side? You sang it very well. The fire is about to test that. The story continues to tell us, after the prophets of Baal spent almost the whole day crying and cutting themselves for their God to answer, Elijah, the Bible tells us, prepared the broken altar. And I don't have the time to go and share about just the revelation about him preparing the broken altars. But let me just tell you, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. The Bible says he put the sacrifice. And it continues to say, Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be your name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain two seas of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bull in pieces and laid it on the wood. And he said, fill 4 jars with water and pour it on the burnt offerings and on the wood. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. Just like God. Just do it another time. The Bible says they did it a third time. And the water ran around the altar and filled the trench also with water. Answer me, said, O Lord. Answer me, that these people may know that you, O Lord, are God, and that you have turned their hearts back. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt offering and the wood and the stones and the dust, man, even the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. What does fire do? Number two, the fire of God consumes. It consumes. After the fire, nothing is left. It's not just a moment. It leaves everything different. And everything marked. I mean, he licked up the dust. But he was like, God, why the dust? Everything was taken up. Have you ever been burnt? It marks you. Something shifts. Something changes. God wants to mark us today, church. God wants things to change in our lives. Bible tells us all was completely consumed. It doesn't matter what has happened to dampen your life. It doesn't matter if 4 jars of water have been poured over your offering over and over again. It doesn't matter what has been poured in your life that seems to make it impossible for your life to catch the fire. It doesn't matter what fire extinguishers are coming. When God is through with you, there will be nothing for you left for the water to dampen. God will consume everything in your life. That's why you need to cry for that fire. I remember one day seated in traffic and a car had just gotten on fire and we could see it from a distance. And guys are huko, nothing is happening. No one can help. You're hearing the mazima motors being called. They are so behind. You just hear, as we are watching the car burn. We are just watching the car burn. By the time the wee arrived, the car was gone. There was nothing left for them to pour out. God wants to consume you so that when the fire extinguishers come looking for you, I'm already consumed. It's too late. Man, God has already taken over my life and there's nothing left to be taken over. Listen, you don't get to choose what the fire consumes. You know, all of us want to choose. All of us are like, sickness, yes. Poverty, yes. And the Lord is telling you, TV, no, don't consume that. You don't get to choose. That's why we are crying out, God, let your fire do what it does. You don't dictate what needs to be done. He does. God is the one who's going to dictate what he wants to do in your life. So let the fire do what the fire does. Lastly, and when all the people saw it, I love this scripture. When all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. What does the fire do? The fire of God confirms. Not only does it separate, not only does it consume, it confirms that God answers. I said this last time I preached, breakthroughs extended is more about God than it is about us. God is committed in his purpose and plan that he will answer when he's called upon according to his will. Breakthrough fire falling is what God wants. Call upon him and he will answer. Call upon him. I just want to assure you, call upon him and he will answer. God is committed to show himself strong in your life. Scripture tells us his eyes is going to and fro, seeking who he might show himself strong to. God will answer when we call him because God always confirms who he is. God confirmed who he was on that day. He confirmed who was the true God. He gave the people the ability to see the counterfeit. And let me tell you, there are so many counterfeits right now. The world is pushing counterfeits after counterfeits. And for some reason, it is intimidating us as believers to pause and to think, can this be the one? You almost sound like John the Baptist. Are you the one or should we look for another? When the fire falls, you will know who is God. You will know who is God. That counterfeit will have nothing with the real thing. So what are you running after? What are you running after? It's not going to give you the confirmation you need. That man-made fire won't satisfy you. It's counterfeit and all it does is produce counterfeit results. So examine, taste, and see how good the Lord is. Happy, blessed is the person who trusts, finds refuge in him. I want to tell you, church, we're not here just psyching you up. We're not here just doing the Pentecostal thing and saying, fire, 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 fall. That's not our intention. We're here to tell you, God wants to answer us. God wants to break through for us. And we're in a season that he's breaking through for us like fire. Fire doing what fire does. You have to picture it. This wasn't just five people on the mountain. The Bible says the whole nation, the whole nation of Israel gathered. In the beginning, they were standoffish. Didn't even speak because they were in that valley of decision, trying to figure out the counterfeit versus the real thing. But when the man of God prayed and he said, oh God, answer me. Answer me so that they may know that you are the Lord our God. And when the fire fell, no one needed to tell them to lift their hands and worship. The Bible said they all responded and bowed down and began to say, forever and ever, my God, you are good. Forever and ever, my God, you are good. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to pray like Elijah prayed. When he asked, answer me. Answer us, O Lord. Answer us, O Lord. That the people may know that you, O Lord, are God. And that you have turned their hearts back. That is the prayer today. That God is separating us. God is consuming us. And God is confirming in your heart today that he is God. And whatever is standing between you and the breakthrough that God has for you today, may his fire fall and completely destroy and break you forth. Father, I thank you for your people today. I thank you for your church today. I thank you that, Father, you're breaking through for us with that fire falling in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody say a good amen. Come on, say a better amen. God, we appreciate the Lord. He's the God who answers by fire. So I want to encourage you, church. I want to encourage you, just like Elijah. Prepare the altar. You know, we sing the song, you provide the fire. And God asks, we provide the sacrifice. We've been building up until next Sunday. Next Sunday is what we've been building up to. And I just want to tell you, you want to come ready for next Sunday. Because next Sunday, we are going to be crying out for that fire to fall. But it'll take prep on your side. So can I encourage you on behalf of the leadership of this house? Prepare this week. Get ready. God is going to meet with us in this house. It's going to be a Sunday you really need. It's going to be a Sunday you really need. Because by the time God is done with us, I'm telling you, Nairobi Lighthouse Church is going to new levels. Nairobi Lighthouse Church is going to new levels. If you need to fast and you need to pray, get ready, get ready, get ready. Let's come on Sunday ready to receive an outpouring like we've never received in our lives. God is going to pour out. We are going to establish this entire sanctuary as the altar of God. And we are going to gather together. And we are going to cry out to God and we say, answer us. Answer us, O Lord. Show us who is God. And we are believing the fire of God is going to come and it's going to capture us and change us. And you and I are going to make a response that will change everything in our lives. Amen. Church, we'll see you next Sunday. Come ready. I'm telling you, come ready. Because it's going to be a Sunday like you've never had. God bless you and have a wonderful week.
Thank you for listening. If you're looking for a church community to be a part of, or would like to learn more about following Jesus, we would love to hear from you. You can find us at NLC Official on social media or WhatsApp on 0720-652-652. Join us next week for another message. Until then, God bless you.